He's going to take it himself for a championship! A double play and wins it for Brady!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome into the third edition here of the Giants Center Friday action. AAA boys quarters and consolation rounds 2 and 3. Greg Warnock and Greg Smith with you here. Mats are just being cleared, and we're going to be getting underway very quickly. Parker Jennings of Trinity, Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan, they are on the board, and they will be hitting the mats as soon as wrestling gets underway. And we will have it all for you here on the WJPA Sports Network. Well, we got so far, we have 4 wrestlers from AA earning medals, 7 girls earning medals here in Washington and Greene County, and AAA, 9 opportunities to do so. The wrestlers in the quarters just have to win 1 of 2 matches. They win here in the quarters, they're guaranteed top 6, and they have a chance to, and then obviously a clinch a medal. Consolation round, you got to win 2. So as long as they can win 2 matches, they will clinch a medal. But Lee Dreschman already out there on the mat, just waiting to go. Parker Jennings getting his ankle band on, so he'll be going as well.
Looking at Parker Jennings of Trinity, he's going to take on Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. So a local match. They actually just met 2 weeks ago in the district semifinal match. It was an 11-0 major decision winner for Michael Johnson. So Johnson's actually 2-0 against Jennings. So Jennings an opportunity to avenge those 2 losses this year. But an early takedown for Johnson. He will lead 3-0.
Yeah, Johnson had a rough go of it at the West Regional. Ended up as the 5th place finisher, and he's come back to avenge very quickly. Lee Dreschman, meanwhile, he is underway for Cannon McMillan wrestling Schaefer Hoffman of Downingtown West. Hoffman in on a shot near the edge of the mat. Dreschman with a whizzer in. Trying to spin around behind is Schaefer Hoffman, and now going up towards the head. Still trying to keep a foot in bounds. Dreschman trying to force him out. While Hoffman tries to drag Dreschman back in, gets the hand up around the hip. Dreschman still with that whizzer in. Now grabbing that far right ankle. He's got the left leg and the right ankle. Drives in, but they're going to be out of bounds. Before the takedown's award, it's still scoreless.
Johnson continuing to ride on Jennings of Trinity. He leads 3-0. They'll go out of bounds. 59 seconds to go, first period there. Again, Johnson got a takedown within the first about 10 seconds and has ridden for the next 50 or so in this first.
25 seconds remaining, scoreless between Hoffman and Dreschman. Hoffman with a snap down. Dreschman holding on to the elbow underneath.
Jennings just kind of balled up underneath, trying to keep Johnson from finding a leg in there, and whistle going to blow. We're going to get potentially dangerous. So they'll roll back off. 38 seconds to go. Johnson of West Allegheny still leading 3-0.
Scoreless at the end of one are Dreschman and Hoffman. Hoffman will defer his choice, and Dreschman we'll go on the bottom. One of the rare Big Macs who likes to go bottom.
Nice roll there by Jennings. He's going to free himself of Johnson and get up to his feet. So 3-1, Parker Jennings onto the board. Shot attempt by Jennings, blocked away counter by Johnson. Again, similarly blocked away. So on their feet, centering back into the middle.
Dreschman quickly out for one. Takes a 1-0 lead.
Shot attempt by Jennings ends up into a front headlock position of Johnson, but the first period will come to a close. Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, a 3-1 lead over Parker Jennings of Trinity after one period. Both mine and Greg's matches are both 107-pound quarterfinal matches.
Hoffman, a southeast runner-up to the top seed Jacob Carr of Sun Valley. Hoffman from Downingtown West. He's 43-3 this season as a sophomore. Dreschman, a freshman, who is 49-4 this season, the West champion.
Speaking of Carr, he just had a technical fall over Bryce Thomas of Moon in his quarterfinal match, so...
He's pretty tough.
Pretty tough, I guess you could say. Another local adjacent wrestler with Bryce Thomas, but a loss there. Parker Jennings riding on top of Michael Johnson here in the second period. Doing a nice job so far here, about 35 seconds into the second period. Jennings trailing 3-1, but riding.
Yeah, the winner of Jennings-Johnson gets Carr. Dreschman, meanwhile, leading 1-0 in on a shot. Hoffman rolls through, tries to roll through again, but Dreschman's going to come out on top of that roll, and he's going to get some back points with it. Takedown for Dreschman, and a couple of near falls, and that is huge with 30 seconds left in the second. It was a shot by Dreschman and a couple of rolls from Hoffman, and he gets caught on his back. And Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan leads 6-0.
That was a tremendous shot, follow-up, and just stays with it. You're right, and able to connect it for some near fall. Parker Jennings of Trinity has forced a stalling point against Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. So Jennings trailing 3-2, but has ridden for a minute and a half of this second period, continues to ride with the leg in, and has drawn a point from a stalling call against Johnson. So Parker Jennings, again, starting to own the tempo of this match a little bit here. Still trailing by one. Johnson up to his feet. Jennings tries to connect. Will sink down onto the ankle as Johnson tries to crawl towards the edge. Great job by Jennings to stick with him. Parker Jennings is going to ride for the duration of the second period, get a stalling point, and trail 3-2 as we head to the third period.
Start of the third period neutral between Hoffman and Dreschman. Dreschman leading 6-0.
Parker Jennings going to take down here in the third period, trailing by just one, an opportunity to add on some points. And Michael Johnson actually going to give him the escape, so it's going to be 3-3 here as we begin the third period.
Probably doesn't want to get with another stall call.
I imagine that's very much the case, and it took down Jennings in the first 10 seconds of the first period, so maybe sees an opportunity to start fresh.
Stalling call on Dreschman, his first, with 1:15 to go in the third.
Wonder how quickly you can stack those stalling points.
In the state tournament, usually pretty quick.
Pretty quick, because they know, not that I would accuse Dreschman of doing that, but just sort of keeping that, having such a big lead here.
Yeah, the big thing for him is just to continue circling as Hoffman continues to drive, snap down attempts. Hoffman's obviously looking for a big move here. Dreschman fakes the shot now, trying to get him underneath. Hoffman just tries that front headlock. They get out of bounds with 50 seconds left.
Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, a takedown. A minute 10 remaining, third period, and Johnson of West A has taken the lead back, now leading 6-3 as he works underneath Jennings. Excuse me, they go out of bounds. 1:03 remaining there, Jennings trailing 6-3.
Shot attempt for Hoffman. Now they get into over-under situation here. I don't know if it's a position. I mean, Dreschman's comfortable, but you don't want to be in a potential toss situation. Stalling call on Dreschman, his second, so that makes it 6-1. 29 seconds left, third period. Dreschman with a quick shot, and Hoffman sprawls back, but Dreschman, good job not letting him get behind.
Good job also just taking the stalling, just take that out of the vocabulary, right? Just
Yeah, now being underneath. I mean, he's got that front headlock, but Dreschman can tie up those arms and burn off some time, down to 11 seconds left.
Yeah, quick stalemate there, too, from the official.
Well, now you can give up a stall call.
Yeah,
now, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, now you can.
And I think he knows it, too. He's going to just back away. Spinning behind is Hoffman. Dreschman will roll to prevent the takedown. I could have just gave up the takedown at that point. But a 6-1 winner. Lee Dreschman of Canon McMillan into the semifinals with a 6-1 win.
On the other side, Parker Jennings of Trinity trying to find a three-point move after a third-period takedown by Michael Johnson. Johnson of West Allegheny leading 6-3, just 18 seconds to go. Johnson rides on top. Switch attempt there by Jennings. Jennings up to his feet. Johnson just going to drop down onto the ankle now and just going to hold on. He has been hit with a stalling call. Needs to be careful there as Johnson almost rolled onto his back. The Trinity coaches are calling for it as Jennings is on his back. And the Trinity, the official actually called a near fall swipe, one or two, in a defensive type near fall position, but ended up wiping it off. Parker Jennings will fall 6-3 to Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. Johnson's third victory against Jennings here in the 2026 calendar year. And into the consolations goes Jennings, Johnson of West A into the semifinals.
So Jennings will come back and wrestle in the third round of consolations here in this round for an opportunity to win a state medal. Jackson Hoy, his teammate, is on deck. There is a match happening just underway. It's actually on the same mat that Parker Jennings was on. So he is the lone Washington Green County wrestler here to comment. And just want to give an update. I know Jason mentioned her in double A, but our focus here is on the Washington Green County wrestlers. As we get a little bit further into the wrestling, as far as the semifinals here tonight, and then obviously the medal matches. So semifinals will focus more on just Washington Green County, but then also expand it to the WPIL. And then as we get to the medal rounds, we will be doing all of the wrestling action.
Yep.
Regardless, here in the state. So just want to give that update. We'll focus here in this round through the third round of consolations on just Washington Green County and then shift to the WPIL wrestlers here come semifinal round in the consolations that it's in that 7 o'clock round. So that's the focus. Jackson Hoy is coming up, so we're just going to take a quick timeout and we'll be back here in a moment to bring you Jackson Hoy of Trinity. He will be wrestling Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford here in the consolation round coming up in just a moment on the WJPA Sports Network.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
So we are back here waiting on Jackson Hoy of Trinity. He'll be wrestling Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. These guys have met twice, and both happened at the WPIL Championships on the same weekend. Barrett was the winner in the quarterfinals by major decision, 13-1. Then Hoy turned it around the very next day in the third and fourth place match and beat him 4-1. So talking about the scoring and how that changes, you go from 13-1 on Friday, losing, to winning 4-1 on Saturday for Jackson Hoy.
And probably could have guessed that maybe they'd see each other sometime in the future, but here we are on a Friday afternoon in Hershey. They're going to meet up again. And, yeah, again, it's tough enough to wrestle a guy more than once in a season, much less in a weekend, now three times in 3 weeks. So I think familiarity is we'll see how that plays into this match.
No doubt about it. So Lee Dreschman into the semifinals. He will be wrestling in the semifinals tonight. Quinn Bagnell of Council Rock South. So that'll be his semifinal matchup. The other semi will be Jacob Carr of Sun Valley wrestling Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. And for Parker Jennings, he's going to have in the consolation round Maximus Query of Notre Dame GP for a right to be able to bring home a medal. So that'll be a tough one for Jennings. Query lost in overtime in the round of 16-2 Bagnell. So that'll be one to focus on as we get back underway. So second period in the match right before Jackson Hoy. And as far as some other wrestlers, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson is out there right now. And he is winning 1-0 in the second period of his match in the quarterfinals against John Sagata of Council Rock South. Also, Tommy Goretz of Connellsville, he's leading 3-0 in his quarterfinal matchup, now 4-0 over Tegan Cassiolo of Emmaus. So that's the only WPIL wrestlers out there. Just worth mentioning.
Thanks for mentioning those, Greg.
Also want to thank all of our sponsors who make it possible for us to be here today. First Federal Greene County, Attorney John Patricic, Advanced Ortho and Rehabilitation, Day Insurance, Angelo's Restaurant, Camara for Senate, Slovenian Savings and Loans, Saris Candies, Washington County Real Estate Expo, Hernberger Insurance, Quality Quick, Washington Financial Bank, CCBC, Observer Reporter, CNX Dreamfields, Chambers Insurance, Visit Green, and Washington Green Hall of Fame. Appreciate your support and sponsorship to allow us to be here today. So that match right before Jackson Hoy is heading into the third period. After Jackson Hoy, the next wrestler for Washington Greene County will be Dom Canale of Trinity. He's wrestling in a quarterfinal match at 127 pounds. So we will have that one for you as well. Well, we still got a period to go, so we'll step aside one more time, and when we come back, we will have Jackson Hoy of Trinity taking on Dylan Barrett up Penn Trafford. We'll have it for you in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Final minute coming off here for the match in front of Jackson Hoy and Dylan Barrett. Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson is into overtime. One of the matches we mentioned. Tommy Goretz of Connellsville is leading 4-0 in the third period. In on a shot. Rehack may get taken down here. He's trying to hold on to a leg, but he's going to give up the takedown. Sagata of Council Rock South will defeat Rehack of Thomas Jefferson 4-1. Dom Canale is on deck on mat one. Landon Sidden of Norwin is right in front of him. And Sidden is wrestling a tough wrestler in Nico Emili of Bethlehem Catholic, but we know Sidden can also make quick work of things. So we'll keep a close eye on that as Canale and Hoy maybe... Yeah. End up wrestling at the same time.
Yeah, it's funny that we've been talking about setting up the Hoy match here for what seems to be for quite some time, but
there's some blood time there.
All of a sudden, Canale's going to sneak up on him and be right there for us.
Yeah, both on deck right now, and the only two from Washington, Greene County that I see on the board right now are Tommy Gratz of Connellsville got a win into the semifinals. Landon Sidden is up 3-1. Emili, a nice takedown, or a nice duck under on Sidden. I don't know how Sidden was able to adjust to that.
Me neither.
That's why you're one of the best in the nation, though. Now Sidden trying to lace an ankle and get close to a takedown.
Stalemate there, and probably the right call.
Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional on the mat in a consolation round, as is his teammate Titus Colangelo. Both of those are consolation matches. It's 5 seconds away from Hoy and Barrett.
I was going to say, this match on mat two just does not seem to want to end.
And these two split over the weekend of the WPIL tournament, so 2 weekends ago.
And the match that has preceded Hoy and Barrett finally comes to an end. Wyatt Kiner of Boiling Springs defeats Reese Schaefer of Wilson. So finally... Hoy and Barrett ready to take part here.
Dom Canale in the on deck behind Landon Sitton. He will be wrestling Kevin Millart of Cedar Cliff, and these two have not wrestled this season. Or at any time, I should say. This will be their first meeting. But Jackson Hoy underway against Dylan Barrett.
As Greg mentioned, these two wrestlers split their matches in the WPIL Championship Tournament a few weeks ago.
Barrett trying to come out the back door. It's 20 seconds into the first, and we'll get a quick stalemate.
Yeah, I tend to be a proponent of that quicker whistle to the stalemate, so I think that's a right call there, and back to the center they go.
Snap down attempt. Back into a tie. Down to 15 seconds remaining. Either wrestler really close to a takedown at this point. Outside of that one shot from Barrett. It's going to be scoreless at the end of one. Canale just a period away from getting on the mats. Landon sitting up 9-1 after two. Jackson Hoy of Trinity will be on the bottom for the second. To his feet and into a switch. Now back to his feet is Hoy, and Barrett drives him out of bounds. Just 5 seconds in.
Nice quick first move there by Hoy, but as you mentioned, Barrett quickly behind him and scooches him out of bounds.
Hoy trying to come up to his feet. Barrett able to swing him down to the mat. Now looking right away for a tilt. Not going to get it. Hoy to his feet. And close to the out-of-bounds line, and they will whistle him out.
I like what Hoy did there, kind of not panicking there. Barrett did a nice job to sort of sneak that tilt attempt in. And Hoy, you know, a moment kind of turned into him. But I think seemingly, at least from up here, kind of calmly thinks otherwise and able to get himself to a safer position. So, again, that's kind of two good wrestlers feeling each other out. You're going to test the waters on them things and see what you can and can't get away with.
120 to go in the second. Hoy up to his feet, dropping down to a leg as Barrett. Barrett drives Hoy down to the mat and flattens Hoy out. Still scoreless, 110 to go in the second.
Hoy's had a couple attempts, a couple good chances to find some points, but Barrett's done a nice job to counter everything of Hoy's initial escape attempts.
Completely flattened out right now is Hoy. Ankle laced by Barrett, and we're going to get a stalling call on Hoy on the bottom. So we'll get a fresh start with 47 seconds left. Oh, now they switch it. It is a stalling call on Barrett.
That was going to be a comment to you. I'm not sure what Hoy should have been doing there differently. If I'm sure he would like to think he should be moving more, but yeah, I think they correctly changed that. Although I'll give Barrett credit. Barrett's wrestled pretty well on top. I'm not 100% sure he needed a stalling warning there.
Barrett trying for a tilt, and again, Hoy quickly rolls in and off of his back. No back points, 30 seconds left.
Barrett was a lot closer on that attempt than he was on previous.
Landon Sitton is going to win 12-3, so that will bring Dom Canale to the mat in his quarterfinal matchup. It's Kevin Millart of Cedar Cliff. Jackson Hoy will be rode for the entire second period. It's going to be scoreless after two. And now Barrett will go on the bottom for the third.
Yeah, see if Hoy can return the favor, as I thought Barrett was seemingly in control for much of that second period. Hoy had a couple decent attempts on the front end, but yeah, for the most part, Barrett really held that one down.
Canale underway in his matchup. Quarterfinals at 127 pounds. Shot in by Maliert. Wizard applied for Canale. Canale tried to step through and then now able to get his leg free. Trying to step up is Maliert, trying to trip Canale. Canale trying to reach over top the body. Now puts Maliert in a tough position here momentarily. Down onto his hip. Canale just trying to sit back. Almost like a Peterson type event. And now looking almost with like a sitting Jonesy is Maliert. And now Canale. Boy, this is a nice little scramble here. No points yet from either wrestler.
Over on Mad 2. Dylan Barrett is taking control here. He got a two-point reversal. Got two near fall points. Appears to have more near fall points waiting. At the time, he leads 4-0. Over Jackson Hoy of Trinity now, just 45 seconds to go. Barrett kind of trying to break that plane and find more near fall points as Barrett, I think he's got four waiting for him. He hasn't quite given it up yet, but 30 seconds to go, Barrett, and there's the four near fall. 8-0 now, Barrett leading Hoy.
Still scoreless. Canale trying to drive in on a shot. Tries to lace the leg, but Maliert gets the leg of Canale. Canale now trying to reach through. Maliert pops his head, and he's going to get the takedown on Canale with 11 seconds left in the first. So Canale will trail 3-0 at the end of one.
And Dylan Barrett has put together an 8-point, excuse me, now a 12-point third period. What was a 0-0 match going into the third period? Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. A 12-0 major decision over Jackson Hoy of Trinity. Barrett through consolation round two.
And that will end the season for Jackson Hoy. Great season for Jackson Hoy, though.
Outstanding.
And I look forward to seeing him come back next year. Dom Canale starts the second period on top. He trails 3-0. Maliert to his feet. He'll get out free for one to make it 4-0.
Yeah, I'd like to see Canale be the aggressor here on top, but yeah, Maliert just such a nice job there. Gets behind and able to find the takedown.
And then gets in on the legs. Drives him out. A minute and a half to go in the second period. Maliert up 7-0 on Canale.
Yeah, how quick. Canale seemed like he was pushing it, pushing tempo there a little bit, but Maliert just was so quick there on the duck under, then got behind and able to drop down to the legs and find the two on the boundary. Canale up to his feet. And he and Maliert will go out of bounds. Back to the center there go. Canale still trailing 7-0, 1:25 remaining second period.
See if he can get a quick jump off the whistle. Trying to hit a sit to a switch. Now almost able to, but Maliert catches that elbow. He could turn Canale here. Canale trying to just belly up.
Canale got the separation on that sit out and it turned back into Maliert, but just could not. You're right, I think holding onto that elbow was what kept Canale from further separation or maybe even an escape or a reversal.
Now it looks like we're going to get a penalty point awarded to Canale for an illegal hold on Maliert. So it'll be 7-1. Now quickly Canale up to his feet. 2-on-1 tilt right from the feet. And a whistle blown. Another penalty point. What? I didn't see the second.
I didn't either.
I think it's the way he's kicking the feet. Cedarcliff coach has won an explanation. I don't know if it's the way he's kicking the feet out of Canale.
Yeah, the official was sort of showing sort of a like a kicking motion, right? I'll be honest, I don't think I saw anything in the match itself that resembled that, but
That's the only thing I could think of because he came from his feet to that two-on-one position. As Canale now up to his feet, he'll peel the hands and get out for one, so good position for Canale. He gets two penalty points plus the escape. Now it's 7-3.
Yeah, certainly able to find some opportunities here if he can find a takedown. Although Malir's been so good on his feet with two takedowns already.
Down to final 15 seconds. Still a whole period to go here for Canale. Trail 7-3. Malir just hanging out on one knee. And that'll end the second period. Canale getting a little bit frustrated. And now I think they gave a penalty point to... They give a penalty point or was it just... Yeah,
they did. Yep, 8-3 now.
I think it was a shot that he took at the very end of that period.
Yeah, Canale did extend the arm and sort of shove him. You're right, Malir was kind of just... Canale was really, I think, tough on the head. And we'll have to see if this match hopefully doesn't get too chippy here in this third period.
Canale on the bottom for this third. Trailing 8-3. Fighting for hand control right now.
He's got Canale just kind of...
He's in a sitting position.
Yeah, just kind of stuck.
Down to just over a minute remaining. A roll here for Canale. Trying to peel the hands. Now sits in. Malir gets behind.
Man, Canale, that was a pretty good roll there and kind of had himself kind of scrunched over, but tough for Malir to defend against, but does a great job to get back behind and reset. Canale up to his feet, and out of bounds they'll go.
41 seconds remaining, third period. Quickly mention... We have two returning state champs wrestling in the quarterfinals right now. Nick Salamone of Easton, Chase Williams of Central Bucks East, and they're in overtime tied at one. Canale onto his feet out for one. Now he goes after Malert. And that's where it's now 8-5. That's where that penalty point hurts him a bit.
Yep.
Because then a takedown only ties it, but then Malert, he'll have to hold him down. Shot in by Canale, and Malir spins behind, gets the takedown, and Dom Canale of Trinity will go down into the consolations. It's going to be an 11-5 final. So Dom Canale will come back and wrestle in the third round of consolations. So far, Lee Dreschman into the semis, Jennings and Canale both into the consolations. Coming up, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold will be our next wrestler in the consolations. He is in the hole right now on the same mat Santino Sloboda. Butler has just come out to wrestle on, so we got a little bit of ways to go for that. And the next matchup for Washington Green County after that will be Collier Hartman. And he is not on the board yet, so... Got a little bit of ways to go, but we'll have Tolliver, then we'll have Hartman and Aiden Finnegan back to back to back.
Yep.
Right after that, 33-39 and 45. So that's all still to come. And mention that one match, Greg. Two returning state champs meeting in the quarters. Don't see that very often. Only here in Pennsylvania, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, and, you know, weight classes change and guys, you know, change sizes a little bit. But, yeah, this is a good one. They're in the first tiebreaker. I mean, these are two wrestlers who are obviously not just successful, but, you know, this is quite an opponent to run into. Oh, another caution.
Yes, Chase Williams was the champion at 107 pounds last year and all the way up to 127. Salomon was the champion at 121 pounds last year. Williams came in as his region champ, the Southeast champ. Salomon was the second place finisher in the Northeast to Emilio Albanese of Emmaus, who is the favorite, I guess, coming into today. A guy who has not won a state title over two guys who have.
Yeah.
But he was the favorite coming into it.
And Albany's in a tight one, too. He's just up 1-0 on the mat next to them.
Yeah, wrestling Max Tansini, Perkiomen Valley. But at least want to keep this state champ one. Want to bring this one to you. It's definitely something worth mentioning. Salomon's on the bottom for the second half of the 30 seconds. Chase Williams getting a little bit high. Tied at one. Salomon trying to get the reversal. He's very close to getting it, Greg.
Yeah, he's just falling off. Yeah, Salomon.
Wow. Didn't get it.
Did they not give it to him?
I'll tell you what, he needed about one more second.
He did. Williams was completely falling off. I mean, he was not just high. The hips had fallen off. I mean, I might have them backwards.
Now, Williams is going to go bottom. He was just rode.
Say
for
Williams
30
in the
seconds.
White singlet. Okay, yep.
But they're in the ultimate tiebreaker. And Salomon will have to ride for 30. Williams needs to get free. Going to get a caution. Oh, I thought he ought to get with a caution. He didn't. Williams to his feet. Salomon hanging on.
Salomon's been hit with a couple of cautions. I think that might have.
That's why I think he thought it was done.
Yep.
Williams out free, and Williams will get one. Williams will defeat Salomon 2-1 in the ultimate tiebreaker in a battle of returning state champs. Wow. What a good one.
A really good one, and Salomon was left on the mat for several seconds after that one. I imagine that's a tough way to find yourself into the consolation bracket and just what seems to be just an absolutely stacked 127 pounds in AAA.
So Santino Sloboda of Butler right now is trailing 7-1 to Lienza of Mannheim Township. So it is Evan Tolliver of Ringgold who has Sloboda's match plus one more. And so he gets out onto the mats.
Looks like Collier Hartman has hit the board as well. He's in the hole on mat six, so a couple local wrestlers here nearing their next match.
So we got a couple of wrestlers still a couple of matches away as Sloboda still into his match again, plus one more match still to come from that. So we'll try to stick here and then cover Tolliver, Hartman, and Finnegan before potentially going back to the FM side for a bit before Bryce and Braden Collins come out to the mats at 189 and 215. And then obviously swing back around for the consolations as well. So that's all to come. Sloboda of Butler is down 7-1. Now 11-1.
Oh, man. Again, you made the earlier point, right? That sometimes the points are not indicative to the how close a match actually is, but still a bit jarring to see 11-1.
Yeah, he's been has not looked himself, seems like to me. I know he barely got through the round of 16 and now being dominated here in the quarterfinals. So it looks like he will fall down into the consolations. Will Sloboda. So we'll have one more match to go after that one for Sloboda before we see Evan Tolliver come on to the mat. Again, Collier Hartman as well. He's waiting in the hole as well. So we got a couple of wrestlers coming up. We'll have that for you here in a moment. You are listening to Wrestling Coverage here on the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions. Ones that cater to the unique needs of businesses like Countryside Deli. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith. And Greg, not only do we not have any Washington Green County wrestlers out there right now, we don't even have any WPIL wrestlers out there right now at the moment.
We do not, but we do have some nearby. She mentioned Oliver of Ringgold now on deck. Hartman of Cannon Mack in the hole. There are a few other WPIL wrestlers looming. As you mentioned, right now we are primarily focused on our Washington and Greene County wrestlers, but as our coverage progresses into this evening and specifically into tomorrow, we'll make sure that we bring you all of the, I'd say, local Western Pennsylvania and WPIL coverage. So be sure to follow along for all of that.
Keanu Dillard, Bethlehem Catholic, was a winner. He's going for his fourth state title, as is Adam Waters of Faith Christian in AA. So two wrestlers looking for number four here this weekend.
Pretty small list of wrestlers who have done that before.
Kale Yannicka Moon is now entered for his consolation match, taking on Charlie Griffin of Wilson. So our WPIL back out onto the mats. Worth mentioning, this event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. That's right, Jason. 2026. He was kind enough to fix the writing here for us, so
that way that we didn't read it. You wouldn't fall victim to it.
That's right.
You know, it's worth noting, you mentioned the four-time state champions. Just 14 wrestlers in that. But I have to acknowledge that Washington and Greene County well represented in those 14. Gavin Teasdale, Jeremy Hunter, Kerry Colat, and Jim Conklin, all of four of them. And, of course, Rune Lawrence, who is very near adjacent to that area at Fraser. So four official and a fifth honorary. WPIAL even more well-represented. Ty Moore of North Allegheny. Jimmy Gillibon of Derry, add to that list. So, you know, proud of the wrestling tradition, not just within the state, but certainly I think locally and within the WPIAL.
No doubt about it. The Evan Tolliver mat is right now just going into the second period. Kale Yannick of Moon is leading 2-1 right now in the second period of his match against Griffin of Wilson. And he's got a takedown to go up 5-1 with a minute to go in the second. Again, he's the only WPIAO wrestler out there. Collier Hartman is in the hole, as we mentioned. And after him, we will have Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan Wrestling in his consolation match. And we still have Bryce Collins in the quarters, Braden Collins in the consolations. So that's all still to come here from Washington County. So a lot of good wrestling still to come.
Yeah, and kind of looking at the schedule moving forward here. So immediately following, or what I would anticipate to be more or less immediately following, at 4:45 is our scheduled time, will be the third round of consolations. So, and that'll be for triple, or that'll be for 3A here, for AAA. And then we will return after that at 7 o'clock for AA and AAA and girls semifinal matches, followed by our final 9 o'clock session, fourth round consolation for AA and AAA, and third round consolation for girls. Our 9 o'clock, Greg and I will be here live from Hershey bringing all of that action to you. So stay up past your bedtime with us. Put us on as you find yourself drifting off to sleep. And keep us close, as we will then be back here again tomorrow morning to bring you, as Greg mentioned, all of the action, including, obviously, our local Washington Greene County wrestlers and all of the WPIAL in tomorrow's coverage.
So Caleb Costco of Nazareth got a tech fall on Shane Young of North Penn in the quarterfinals at 133. So that means Evan Tolliver of Ringgold and his right. consolation match we'll be coming up in just a moment. We'll step aside and have that for you coming up next on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Evan Tolliver underway And he has been quickly taken down and put to his back. Now he's going to get a reversal. And I tell you, folks, we're only in the first 10 seconds of this match.
Yeah, caught us off guard there. But you're right, quickly. Nice shot from Tolliver, though, to at least respond and find himself back on top in a few points to close the deficit.
Yeah, takedown, three back, or two backs. Then he got a reversal of his own. Now he's got the legs in. Kevin Tolliver wrestling Carter Soto of Owen J. Roberts. Nice riding with those legs in. Gets a little bit to one side. Now Tolliver's just got to hold on here for dear life in the final seconds. And it looks like he'll be able to do just that. 5-2 at the end of one for Soto, leading Tolliver.
Yeah, quite a scramble. And, you know, those are always tough, but I think if you're Tolliver, certainly you're frustrated you gave up that takedown, but you're able to at least sort of combat that two near fall points with the reversal of your own and be able to sort of start this second period fresh. He'll start down to begin second.
I get a caution on Soto. Off the whistle, Tolliver broken down flat. Now trying to sit out. Tolliver trying to hip over and now flattened out again. Now trying to sit out again. Switches into Soto. Now trying to climb up the body a bit. But Soto, somehow able to keep his toes in bounds, catches Tolliver's arm behind his own back. And now they're right on the boundary line, but Soto still with that foot in, keeping the clock running, and now they'll be out. 1:13 to go in a second.
Yeah, Tolliver was looking for some sort of kind of roll, kind of came up on all fours and was trying to roll through. Soto does a nice job to maintain that. Look like if you're Tolliver, maybe looking for a different move off that initial sit.
Leg thrown in from Soto, now cross face, trying to bring Tolliver back. Now he flattens Tolliver. Want to mention Kale Yannick Amoon, a winner, 8-1 over Charlie Griffin of Wilson in the consolations. Tolliver able to grab the arm, turn into Soto. Now he's going to get a reversal of his own, and he has Soto in some trouble on his back. With a leg in, he's got the elbow across his own face.
Yes.
Now he reloads on that. He does. Looks like four back points waiting for him.
Yeah, I think you're right, and Soto's done nothing to help himself. Tolliver still looking for the fall, trying to get that far shoulder blade over. He's really close, might have it here.
Yeah, Soto in some trouble. Tolliver just trying to bend that arm back, reloads.
Has to clear that left leg. There it is.
How about Evan Tolliver?
Man, Soto kept putting himself in a tough position, and credit Tolliver did not get himself down after that initial scramble where he gave up five, kept fighting through, and finally takes advantage of the position. Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, your winner at 2:45 of the second period.
That fall will keep his season alive in the hopes of getting a state medal, one more win away. And Evan Tolliver will return for the next round of consolations. So our next wrestler up will be Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. He'll be wrestling Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff in a quarterfinal matchup. The match right before it, Braden Weaver of Altoona. He is wrestling right now in his quarterfinal match with Drew Shear of Boiling Springs, and Weaver is leading there 7-0. 8-0 now with an escape. So that one still has about a period and a half remaining. Finnegan is on the board. He's in the hole right now on the same mat that we have an all-WPIL matchup, which is Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny, Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. They're about to get underway. And that one is a consolation at 1:39. That's on the same mat Tolliver just got
yep.
The fall on. So We will have Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. He will be coming up here in just a moment. We'll have it for you here shortly here on WJPA Sports Network.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great observer events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. The Summer Concert Series debuts in June, then Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're ready to celebrate with you at the next Observer Reporter event.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan is still on deck. Braden Weaver of Altoona leading 8-0 in his match. He's in the third period. That's the match right before Collier Hartman. Bencho of West Allegheny, Smith of Franklin Regional scoreless at the end of one. They're in the second period with Smith on the bottom. That's the mat that Aiden Finnegan is on. He's in the hole right now.
Daniel Smith of Connellsville was an 8-0 winner, so another nearby wrestler. That match finished up on mat 5, so as we inch closer towards Hartman's match.
Weaver's going to get some back points.
On deck, Fiamma of Connellsville. It's 145 pounds. Klingensmith of Norwin. It's at 145 pounds also. Two more matches on deck.
Hartman and his opponent, Aiden Herndon, have not wrestled each other in their career, so this will be the first meeting for them as they get set for their quarterfinal matchup. And just a couple of seconds remaining for Braden Weaver and Hartman. Ready to check in, so we will have that for you here, and we will step aside one more quick timeout and have it for you coming up next. Collier Hartman, Akana McMillan, underway in just a moment on the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Hartman gets his ankle bands on, and he's about ready to go here against Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff. And we are underway. Quarterfinal action at 139 pounds.
Tie up. Hartman seeming to push into Herndon a bit more. Looks like Hartman has that overhook of his left arm.
We got to do something about that scoreboard down on mat 6 when we get a chance to go down to the floor. We got to turn that one a little bit.
Just
We can't see that one at all.
No, it does not. Does not give us much to look at. Great vantage point otherwise, but yeah, that one's struggling on that.
Herndon in on an inside single. Hartman trying to hold on around the waist. Trying to pinch the legs a bit. Herndon trying to come up with that leg. Now switches to a second leg of Hartman's. Continue to try to drive in. Hartman, though, able to slide off the leg, slide him off of his leg and back to their feet in a tie up.
Yeah, it seemed like all Herndon needed to do was more or less dump Hartman. Hartman does a nice job, you're right, of defending that and getting himself back to his feet.
50 seconds to go, opening period out of bounds. Herndon is the South Central champion. He's a junior, 38-5. Hartman, the West runner-up last week. He's a senior, 47-6. Again, they have not wrestled in their careers. Hartman with that underhook. And we get a stalemate with 26 seconds left in the opening period.
Again, Hartman seems to be controlling tempo at least a little bit. Snap attempt there from Hartman, but doesn't connect on anything. Shot in another low single, but nice job there from Herndon, to step into that and kind of body him out of it. So back into a tie-up.
Yeah, for a moment I thought he was going to go bear hug, but Herndon was able to escape that, and it's going to be scoreless at the end of one.
Yeah, you're right. He came in with that single, and you're right, as he was kind of coming up, he almost lost the single, but he was in tight on Herndon, you're right, so sort of naturally just kind of climbed the body, I guess.
Right.
And you're right, Herndon, I think at that point, kind of just chest out and kind of bodied him away.
Hartman loves going upper body and looking for the big toss. Sure, he saw that opportunity and his eyes lit up, but just couldn't quite deliver on it. Looks like, I'm not sure if it's going to be a, I think it's going to be a, it's going to be a caution on Hartman. I thought they might do a referee's.
Oh, see, they, okay, yeah, they got the Hartman there, okay. I don't know why I thought they called that on Herndon.
That's the first caution for Hartman. Herndon to his feet. Hartman will break him down flat, throw a leg in. Now Hartman will flatten Herndon out. He's trying to be very physical on top with the cross faces and keeping that leg in.
Doing a good job of it so far, hip on hip and heavy on those shoulders. And so you're right. He's had that right arm crossed against Herndon's face for most of this period.
1:15 to go in the second, still scoreless, and Herndon's trying everything he can to get a fresh start. Hartman wants to continue to be physical on top. And now we're going to get a blood time. And I think it's on Herndon, probably from the cross faces.
I was going to say, it would make sense. He's had Hartman's forearm in his face for the last 45 seconds, so you're right. It's a great point, Greg. Hartman is clearly trying to impose that physicality on top. And, I mean, Herndon had nowhere to go. He was flat on his stomach, and Hartman was just relentless in trying to continue to work that crossface and maybe look for a half somewhere.
So 1:08 to go in the second, still scoreless. Herndon with a roll right off the whistle. Hartman sticks with him up around the waist. Going to bring him back down to the mat. Good mat return there for Hartman. Herndon back to his knees. Another roll from Herndon. Hartman sticks with him, but not in a great position. And Herndon's going to be able to spin free for one.
Yeah, fortunate for Herndon. Tough break for Hartman again. That was about a minute is as good of riding as you could have asked for, but Congdon able to find the point.
I want to quickly mention, since we've mentioned to Chase Smith, the Franklin Regional defeats Thomas Bencho West Allegheny 4-3 in a consolation match. And that means Aiden Finnegan is now on deck on that mat. Hartman trailing 1-0, 25 seconds to go in the second. I wonder if he'll go on the bottom, knowing this is a tight match. He's trying to go upper body right now, and Herndon trying to stay out of that. Down to the final 10 seconds, and looks like it's going to be 1-0 after two periods for Herndon of Cedar Cliff, and Hartman will have choice, and he will go on the bottom.
See what Hartman decides to do. Yeah, that first period on their feet didn't seem to produce much of anything. No real opportunity for either wrestler.
Well, he's going to go neutral.
The cannon knock away, apparently.
And I know that's what they've been doing, but in a tight match like this, I am surprised that he's not going to try to go down. I've seen him get out plenty of times underneath.
And I guess this is...
Hartman in on a shot. Trying to reach behind, and now coming out the back door is Hartman.
He can step through there.
He's on the edge of the mat, though.
Yep,
they're going to be out of bounds.
Maybe not the best shot, but the follow-through on the shot, I think, put him in a pretty decent position there. Herndon was trying to figure for the body and just trying to hang on. I thought Hartman, if he had more space, might have been able to do something with it. But bailed out, Herndon is by the boundary. 1:10 and counting to go. Hartman trailing 1-0.
The opportunity to go down was there, and he goes neutral. He's got to get a takedown now. Pressure is on for Hartman, who's trying to push into Herndon. Shot in, gets on the ankle, but Herndon able to kick it free, and now they're back into a tie-up with 50 seconds left, third period.
Yeah, better shot there by Hartman, but Herndon just able to clear himself.
Stalling call on Herndon, his first.
Yeah, you got to push it now if you're Hartman. You got to see that as an opportunity to get that point back.
Yeah, especially with still 40 seconds left. Plenty of time to draw that penalty. And he's going to push him out.
Yeah, it's going to take those shot attempts, right? It's going to be, I mean, the pushing into each other might work eventually, but you see those shot attempts, and if he's just throwing the leg back, I feel like that's where the opportunity to get that point back is going to come in.
Herndon very slow to get back to the center after his headgear came off. So he had to get the headgear back on. Hartman shot in. Herndon sprawls back. Now he's in on a front headlock. Now Hartman gets out of that, now tries for a headlock, and Herndon's going to pop his head free and get the takedown.
I mean, only 10 seconds to go. I guess you had to go for it at some point, but...
It was too much distance,
yeah,
I think,
absolutely,
for him to try to hit that move. So Herndon now up 4-0 with just 10 seconds left. Switch attempt, a roll. Hartman... not going to be able to get out, and it's going to be a 4-0 win for Herndon of Cedar Cliff over Hartman of Cannon McMillan. So Hartman will come back in the round of consolations that we'll see here a little bit later in this round. Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan, our next wrestler coming up. He is currently on deck. And Aiden Coons of Central Mountain is the wrestler in front of him, and he's leading Jack Campbell of Nazareth 8-0 with 40 seconds left in the second period. Kai Vioma of Connellsville looking like he's going to go to the semifinals. He's up 11-1, just 13 seconds left. He's on the opposite side of the bracket at 145. And he's going to get a takedown and win 14-1. Kai Vioma, Connellsville into the semis. So we got about a period and a half to go here before we see Aiden Finnegan in his upcoming match against Crazier of Easton area. So we'll have that for you here in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Aiden Finnegan of Canaan McMillan will be the next wrestler on the mat for Washington County. Right now the match in front of him is in the third period. An 8-1 lead for Aiden Coons of Central Mountain on Jack Campbell of Nazareth. And as always, every year, AAA, we have the Nazareth folks right underneath us. So typically anything exciting in a Nazareth match, we hear it here on one of our mics. As far as WPIAL wrestlers out there right now, we have one, Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin. He is in a consolation match against Quinn McBride of Penridge, and he's up 5-4 with just 3 seconds left. And McBride is on the bottom. Does he get an escape point to tie the match? This would be a big win here for Klingensmith, and McBride to his feet. The coaches for Penridge want to lock hands. They don't get it. I didn't see a locked hands. It's a nice try for the Penridge coaches.
Yep.
But I did not see it. They were definitely not touching. We had a pretty good view of it right up here.
Yep. And the official did not seem to waver in that decision either.
Even the assistant referee gave Klingensmith credit when he came off the mat. So a 5-4 win for Klingensmith, and he will advance in the consolations.
He might have also said something about try to avoid, you know, be smart. Congratulations.
It will be an 8-1 final for Coons of Central Mountain on Campbell of Nazareth. So that means Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan will be coming out here on the mats for his consolation match at 145 pounds. He's another guy who has just really turned it on here in the second half of the season, Finnegan. Yep. And he's had a fantastic postseason.
Yeah, just outstanding. And so many Canamac wrestlers have, you know, found their way. And I think it speaks to the program as a whole, right, that they understand that you know, the new year flips and it's time to turn it on, and each month goes by that the directive changes. So,
yeah, and I mean, as we get a takedown here for Ethan Crazer of Eastern Area on Finnegan, but you had half your team qualify for the state tournament out of the West Regional, and they all finished in the top four, not right. even in that fifth place match.
Right.
Seven wrestlers coming here for the Big Max. So regardless of the results of, you know, how it goes with medals, the fact that you get seven state qualifiers in a super tough West Regional and finishing top four in the West is pretty incredible.
It means something for sure.
Crazer of Easton leading Finnegan 3-0. 15 seconds to go in the opening period. Finnegan back up to his base. Just 4 seconds remain in the first period, and Crazer just going to hold him right there and lead 3-0 after one.
Yeah, pretty easy takedown for Crazer to begin that period, and Finnegan, his work cut out for him a little bit here, but he's going to defer his choice, which will give Crazer a chance, and he'll choose down to begin the second.
And I'm going to get a caution on Finnegan. Second caution on Finnegan. And now he's in the danger zone. Anytime you get a caution from here on out, you're giving points away.
Yeah, got to be careful. It seemed to be something with the placement of one of the hands, but you're right, two of them, and now all of a sudden things look a little different. Whistle underway, though.
And we're going to get a potentially dangerous. So once again, just 10 seconds in, we'll get a fresh start here for Crazer.
Finnegan was very quick to throw those legs in.
Let's try to get the legs in again. Crazer, not much movement.
He knows it's coming.
Finnegan trying to lift him up in the air, bring him back down to the mat. He will. And now throws that leg in. Crazer again now trying to come to his feet. Finnegan wants to trap the arms. Gets a little high, though. Crazer's going to bring him down underneath and get a reversal, and that'll make it 5-0.
Yeah, easy sort of. I think Finnegan maybe just moving a little too fast, trying to get those legs in and control it. Crazer patient with it. He does a nice job to slide those legs out and get the reversal.
108 remaining in the second. Finnegan will get a fresh start on the bottom, trailing 5-0. Off the whistle, Finnegan will be broken down flat. Getting up to his base. Again, Crazer will flatten him out. Get a 2-on-1. Now, still flattened out. Crazer trying to spring in a wing. Finnegan able to stop that. Still flattened out. Down to 25 seconds to go in the second. Finnegan just really having a tough time underneath. Trying to work up to his base. A roll attempt. Crazer will hold him there, now flatten him back out.
Yeah, it's with that right leg, laced by Crazer. It's kind of kept Finnegan to very little as second period will come to an end.
Third period choice, and Finnegan wants to go in the top position, trailing 5-0.
Trying to use that obviously was keen on using the legs to begin the second period, so likely to see Finnegan go back to that here in the third.
Yeah, switches from the right side to the left, trying to flatten out with a spiral ride. Frazier right now on his base, trying to get that leg in is Finnegan. Don't think he has it all the way in. I think Crazer may have caught it. Now Finnegan does get that leg in.
Yep.
Now he flattens Crazer out, trying to work on the head. Forearm to the back of the head for Finnegan. Finnegan trying to get his left arm, which is trapped. Now he starts to go to work on the neck of Crazer with the forearm. Crazer just trying to tie up the hands of Finnegan right now. Stalling call on Crazer, his first. Still a minute to go in this third period.
Yeah, Finnegan's going to have to find a way to start working up towards the head, do something to find near fall points. Being down five is going to have to connect two moves.
Leg still in, 45 seconds left, third period. 5-0 lead for Crazer over Finnegan. Finnegan has him flattened out. And we're going to get a stalemate with 36 seconds to go in the third period. Finnegan is going to put Crazer on his feet, give the point escape, 6-0. And you know he's thinking big move now at this point. Crazer gets in on the leg of Finnegan, trying to come out the back door. Knocks Finnegan into a sitting position now. Just trying to slowly work his way through the back door. And Finnegan trying to work towards a tilt to the back, but they're out of bounds with 11 seconds left.
Yeah, and then again, now you're just getting desperate here in these final moments. And
another shot in by Crazer.
Yeah,
he's just going to dive in on the legs and sit there. Tries to work up the body. But that's going to be it. 6-0. Crazer of Easton will defeat Finnegan of Cannon McMillan and bring Aiden Finnegan's season to an end. So we got, right now we're at about 140, I think everything's 152 now that that match has been
completed. We're 52 across the board, yep.
Yeah, so 52 across and 60 and pretty much all 160. A couple of 172s are in the mix that are in the hole. Bryce Collins is at 189 pounds, Braden Collins at 215. Those are the two wrestlers remaining in this round. Bryce Collins in the quarters, Braden Collins in the consolations. So we're going to send it over to the FM side just for about maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Yep.
Wait until Bryce Collins comes onto the mat at 189 pounds, and we'll make sure to get on several minutes beforehand just to make sure we're all set to go for that. So we will have that for you here coming up, but for now we'll send it over to the FM side. You're listening to Wrestling here on the WJPA Sports Network.
95.3 WJPA.
Here's your forecast for tonight. Clear skies, maybe a little breezy, a low of 60 tomorrow.
You're listening. Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back into the Giants Center in Hershey. We got two Washington County wrestlers coming up here in just a moment. We got Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan coming up at 189 pounds. He is on deck in the match behind Liam Costa of Moon. Costa right now in the third period leading 10-0 in his consolation bout. We also have Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. He is in the hole right now on mat number 4. He is wrestling in a consolation match at 215 pounds. So that's the two matches still to come here in this round. And then we still have another round of consolations to come. And that is coming up scheduled at 4:45. They did start the consolations a little early for the girls. So
yep.
Kind of keep that in mind. But that is still to come. In that round, we will see Parker Jennings of Trinity, Dom Canale of Trinity, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. All four of those wrestlers wrestling for a chance to medal. If they win, they're coming home top eight. If they lose, their season is finished. Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan is in the top six. He's in the semifinals. He'll be wrestling tonight at 7 o'clock. So he'll be coming back for that. Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson just dropped his quarterfinal bout, so he'll be wrestling in the consolations. For Bryce Collins, he'll be wrestling in the quarters. So if he loses this match, he will wrestle again here in the next round of consolations. If he wins, he's in the semifinals at 7. Braden Collins, he's in a consolation bout, so if he wins, he'll wrestle again in the next round. If he loses, his season will be finished. So that's what we have coming up. So far for AAA, four wrestlers have been eliminated. Jackson Hoy of Trinity, John Emma of Cannon McMillan, Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan, and Dakota Carmona of Cannon McMillan, all eliminated to this point. For AA, four wrestlers will be coming to back to Washington, Greene County with medals. Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, Owen Ipsick of Bentworth, and Colin White of West Greene. For the girls, seven wrestlers will be bringing home a medal. Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan, Raya Senepal of Burgistown, Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, Abigail Dolange of Avella, Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. So far, with Dreschman in the semis, 12 total wrestlers from Washington Greene County have a medal.
And hopefully can tack on two more here.
And hopefully, well, at least one more would be confirmed in this round.
Well, sorry, you're right. Thank you.
Yeah.
The opportunity still for two more exists. You're right. One can be.
And an opportunity for four more in the next round of consolations.
There you go.
So as of right now, six potential, not confirmed yet. Liam Costa Moon is going to win 10-0, so he will go to the next round of consolations. And that will bring the quarterfinal matchup for Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan wrestling Dom Sampolik of Notre Dame GP. So we will have Bryce's match here as they get told what ankle bands to put on, and they will be getting underway here momentarily.
Yeah, you mentioned a challenging wrestler Sampolik is, but we'll see how Collins fares here. Again, this is a quarterfinal match, so.
Yeah, they are underway. Just 10 seconds in, getting into a tie-up with one another. These two have not wrestled in their careers to this point. Sampolik in on an inside single attempt, looking for the trip, and gets behind Collins and brings him down to the mat.
Yeah, really good low single there, and Collins is his best to fight it off, but even once he brought it up to the body, kept the separation good, no real chance for a whizzer, and Sampolik moving quickly, looking for near fall points. I don't believe the tough here on this near side to tell if he's getting any count or not, but certainly has a takedown and looking for more.
And he's right on the edge of the mat with that leg in, and they go out of bounds with 57 seconds to go. 3-0 lead for Sampolik, who is the Northeast champ for Notre Dame GP. He's a senior, 39-5. He's headed to George Mason to continue wrestling. And he was a two-time state medalist, fifth last year and seventh as a sophomore. So certainly very challenging wrestler for Bryce Collins, who is the third place finisher out of the West. He's a 41-8 mark. Collins, a sophomore. But he had the experience of taking on back-to-back weeks for Mario Hutcherson and Hunter Snyder in his weight class. So Collins finishing in third is certainly an accomplishment in and of itself based on the two wrestlers in front of him.
Yeah, you mentioned, too, just a sophomore. We've seen I mean, I am so impressed with the sheer number of Cannon McMillan wrestlers that are here today. But then you talk about several of them who are underclassmen, I guess you could say, who are succeeding here and into these deeper rounds here at Hershey. So just a tremendous accomplishment regardless of outcome here. Wrestling now, Sempolik looking for that nearside cradle. He's got it locked up, and he's got near fall points. He's got Collins locked up.
He's got four back points waiting on him. 10 seconds to see if he could try to pick up the fall on Collins. He's not going to be able to get it, but it'll be 7-0 at the end of one.
Yeah, let go of that cradle and started to honestly just try to chin him back. Collins at least does a nice job to fight that off. He'll defer his choice. Collins will. And Sempolik will pick down to begin the second period.
Mention Hutcherson and Snyder. Hutcherson into the semifinals with a tech fall in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. He's on another level. And Hunter Snyder with a tech fall in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So
competing.
You're talking about two stud wrestlers that Collins has ran into back-to-back weeks. Sempolik up to his feet. Collins drives him out of bounds. Also, Elijah Brown of Bel Vernon, he's into the semis. 15-0 tech fall in 44 seconds.
Wow.
He's going to Penn State.
You talk about another stud wrestler. Yeah, Elijah Brown, that's a name we've heard and called a whole bunch here over the last couple of years.
Yeah, we'll see him in the semis tonight. Escape for Sempolik. He leads 8-0 over Collins. So that's going to bring Braden Collins up to the mat. So he and Bryce and Braden will be wrestling on mats 3 and 4. So here in the center of the arena, back-to-back mats. Braden Collins will be taking on Christian Bosch of Shikellamy. How would you say that name? B-O-E-T-S-C-H.
I think Bosch is, or Bosch maybe.
Bosch. Maybe it is Bosch. I think it is Bosch.
I think you're pretty close though. Bosch of Shikellamy and Braden Collins, they're underway, tied up.
Bryce Collins still trailing 8-0, 50 seconds to go, second period. Wrestling on his feet with Sempolik. Takes a shot in, inside single, trying to come up as Sempolik trips Collins down the mat. He'll have an 11-0 lead.
On the other mat, Braden Collins and Christian Bosch, no score as they are tied up on the right edge of the mat as they continue to hand fight. Collins was looking there for shortly for a front headlock, instead drops down to a double, now in on a low single, trying to work back up, lifts up Bosch and Braden Collins with a takedown right at the end of the period, so he'll take a 3-0 lead into the second.
Huge takedown.
Very huge.
Get that in the final seconds.
Yeah, and, you know, he actually kind of snapped him down into the front headlock and then lowered his level, came in, took the single, and then able to ultimately dump Bosch and able to pull a takedown. You're right, with just a few seconds remaining.
Bryce Collins chooses neutral to begin the third period, trailing 11-0. Sempolik quickly in on a shot, trying to shelf the leg. Collins hopping on one foot with a whizzer in. 20 seconds into the third period, and Sempolik drives in, takes him out of bounds.
Braden continuing now to ride on top, second period underway. He still leads 3-0. He's riding hip on hip. Looks far side cradle for a second. Now looks for, tries to roll him, unable to do so, but continues the ride on top 50 seconds into it. Granby roll attempt there by Boach doesn't go for anything, and Braden Collins continues to ride now. We're under a minute to go, second period.
Got a stalemate between Cymbaluk and Bryce Collins. 1:04 to go in the third. 11-0 lead for Cymbaluk. Drag by attempt there for Collins, but unable to get behind Cymbaluk. 52 seconds left, third period again, out of bounds.
And an escape for Boach. He's up to his feet. So 3-1, just 15 seconds to go. Both wrestlers tied up. So a takedown in the first period for Braden Collins, but Christian Boach gets an escape. Second period will come to a close. 3-1, Braden Collins with a lead at 215 pounds.
A stoppage here between Bryce Collins and Cymbaluk. Like, I think they had to get a few seconds off the clock. Didn't start right away, so they'll be back underway here. Cymbaluk takes a shot in. 35 seconds remaining. Try to drive into Collins. Gets up on the right hip. Trying to get behind. He will, and trip Collins to the mat. Make it 14-0. 20 seconds left in the match.
And Greg, we've talked about this a bunch here today. Braden Collins leading 3-1 as they go into the third period. Chooses neutral.
That's the theme.
So we'll see how that plays. We've seen it work, I think, to both sides of the coin here. We've seen the Big Macs take advantage of that opportunity, but we've seen a few matches that have gone the opposite way. So, once again, Braden Collins leading 3-1 in the third.
Bryce Collins will fall into the consolations. A 14-0 major decision win for Cymbaluk, a Notre Dame GP over Collins. So we will see Bryce Collins again here in this upcoming consolation round.
Braden Collins continues to lead 3-1, 45 seconds to go. Shot attempt there by Boach, a counter. And they go out of bounds, back to the center they go. 39 seconds to go. Christian Boach trailing 3-1 to Braden Collins of Cannon Mack. A wide shot attempt by Boach, blocked away. Now into a tie-up they go, under 30 seconds remain. Little over-under situation, but Collins pushing into Boach, and out of bounds they'll go. 18 seconds remain. Boach sprints back to the center of the mat. Fake shot attempt by Boach, reties up. Single leg, he's in on the leg of Collins, trying to bring it up. Collins pushing that foot back down to the mat. Collins able to do so and do a bit of a standing sprawl. 7 seconds to go, out of bounds. Shot attempt blocked away. Pushing into Collins. A little shrug by, and that'll do it. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan, a 3-1 win over Christian Boach of Shikellamy. At 215 pounds, and Braden Collins a winner, 3-1.
So we will see both Bryce and Braden coming up here in the next round of consolations. Again, the wrestlers are not called up to the mats for that next round on the board, so it looks like they will stick to the time of 4:45, as with about 20 minutes away from that and some wrestling still to go. I'd imagine we'll be back underway at 4:45. Parker Jennings of Trinity will be the first one to come up for us, and he will be right away. He'll be the one of the first matches here when we come back at 4:45. So I'll tell you the same thing I said before with the girls. Stick with us just in case they do come back. But we will flip over to the FM here for about 15-20 minutes until we come back for the third round of consolations here for AAA. You've been listening to wrestling here on the WJPA Sports Network. 95.3.